Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Nick's Place. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go, hour number two of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you live from Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. If you don't know about Nick's Place and you're a sports fan and a connoisseur of fine food, particularly the Italian-type food, then you have no idea what's going on in Houston, because Nick's Place is the best combination of great food and sports action.
I kind of feel like it's racist the way you said Italian.
I kind of said it because we talked about it the other day. Nick picked it up when I was dropping down about Italian.
Italian. That's not good. I will recommend the calzone here.
No doubt about it.
It is top shelf. It is outstanding. It's amazing. It's all of those things and more. When you get out here, make sure you get a calzone. You're absolutely going to love it. By the way, somebody texted during the last segment and said, how did the deaf person hear the joke?
I think we had that last one of the other times it came up.
So I don't remember. There was one time when they read, because this happened a couple times, but one had a hearing aid or hearing aids, and one of them could read lips. So it's the both ways, I'm guessing. Barry, did you see the story of Daisy the cat? The poor thing has a penis birthmark right smack on her forehead. She needs a home. Would you consider it? No.
Why? Why would you discriminate like that?
Yeah,
Barry?
That's unfair to the cat.
Those could be twins.
Well, so we just lost our last cat. The second cat just passed this week. So there's going to be no more cats. AJ came in yesterday during the show and is trying to give me one of his cats. I was like, that's the ugliest cat. You were in there. He goes, what about this cat? I'm like, bro, that cat is ugly. I don't want no ugly cat. Besides, I want a dog next. So the wife
don't
is going to get a cat.
Cats after their owners.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
Go ahead. You can say it, Joel. Go ahead, say it.
The certain markings.
No, what is it,
Joel?
Wouldn't
it be ideal?
I've already said it. You know, you can say it.
The penis markings.
Yeah, the birthmark.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I would. Since I'm getting a dog, my wife is going to pick out whatever cat she wants. And I'll just go out on a limb and say she probably doesn't want a cat with a penis birthmark on its head. I'm just going to just call it a wild hunch, but I'm guessing that she's out on that.
I'm going to say it's not as wild a hunch that whatever she picks out as a cat, your dog may have issues and you might not have a cat.
Why would my dog have issues?
Sometimes when you put a cat and a dog in the same household,
Not if you bring them in together. They don't know.
Now, let me ask you another question.
Okay.
And I don't want to say that I do or don't have a situation or anybody in particular in mind. But you mentioned that about a cat. What if you're a guy? What if you're a guy and you got the tight cut like you? But unfortunately, the way the hairline has taken shape over the years, it does somewhat create a phallic symbol on your forehead. Wouldn't you at that point just shave that bad boy down?
How has that happened?
I don't know, but I think that the Lord just decided that he wasn't having a very good day one day, but I actually know someone like this.
Really?
Yes.
And it looks like a peen up there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm shaving all that.
I would think that
I'm going to get a wig.
Before I even approach the back door or grab the keys to the car, I'm taking care of that.
Yeah, I'm going to get a wig or – not a wig. Toupee?
Yep.
I'm going to rock a toupee or I'm just going to shave it all off. That's the only two options at that point.
At some point, I may try and procure a picture for you, but it's verify it, but it's there.
If you do have that on in your hairline and it looks like a penis, and then you start sweating.
Not to mention, the easiest put down you can give the guy is to call him a D-head.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
I mean, that's just an issue that you don't want to deal with in a lot of ways.
your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said, thanks for the shirt, guys. Very excited to show them off this weekend at the Brewmaster event. Well done, my friend.
Yes.
Thank you for the support.
We appreciate that.
Speaking of that, somebody said, hey, guys, my kid plays in the same select baseball organization as AJ's kid. Would you send me a shirt so that I can rep you guys in front of him in spring?
I'll consider
Hell
it.
Yes.
Yes.
Now that,
I will consider
now
it. Get
that,
an address. Yep.
That you don't have to be here to win. I will give you a shirt for that.
And make sure your kid gets plenty of reps when
he's on
the
field. I'll give the whole team shirts if they want. That's outstanding. Yeah.
I feel like you're showing cut and shoot some preference, like preferential treatment here. I don't appreciate this.
Everything like you do for Beaumont. Nick.
Everything on the north side. Anything north of I-10 is considered cut and shooting next to Barry. We've already established that three shows ago, I think. I think you're showing some preferential treatment here.
It's a little different than the preferential treatment you've shown the 409.
I love the 409. The
409
now loves
me
back.
Oh, you do? Uh-huh. That's not what I heard. Mm.
I love the 409. They probably do not love me back. Yeah, that's probably more accurate.
Yeah. Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said, taking a deaf person to see a comedian is like taking a blind person to see a magician.
You know what would be fun, though?
Touche, sir.
Yes, but you know what would be fun? Have you seen, and we've mentioned this in the past a little
bit. They'd be like, yo, he made everybody disappear.
But have you seen the signers, the sign language people that have gone to rap concerts, and they get into it, and they go crazy?
They do.
That would be awesome to see someone signing comedy
but
and getting into it.
I know a comedian that had to do that. And he said it was super weird because the timing isn't the same. Because you deliver the joke and then the facial expressions and all that that goes with it, the act out, and then the person signing is a little behind. So it's weird. What?
Wasn't quite sure what you were breakdancing there or what you were doing.
Gang signs.
But, I mean, at the same time, I'm thinking about that and I'm going, you know what? The perfect thing for you, you deliver your joke and then you look over to the side stage and hear someone going,
no.
And then you look at him like, perfect. It's a joke within a joke.
L.U. Dillon said the 409 does not love Nick. So, sorry, Nicholas.
Shut your mouth, L.U. Dillon. No one asked you, sir.
Uh-oh. Look out for the text line, Nick. For the next couple of minutes, it's probably going to be unleash on Nick.
I like this text, too. Barry does not like the white crowd. Do you make fun of them like you do the fat because you were fat?
That's the first time you've been.
Fun of everybody.
That's the second time you've been accused of that, by the way.
Of not liking white people. That's weird because I'm white. Why does that?
Wait, what?
I don't. That's a weird logic that you have going there. I make fun of everybody.
But that was a text, right?
Yeah, that was
a text. Enough said. We figured that one.
Probably 409. I deleted it already. I'm guessing so.
But Nick's the one that takes the
shot. I mean, you know.
So we've still got lots to talk about on the show. Astros up north of the border in Canada as they take on the Blue Jays in a weekend series. We know that our friend Pink Valkyrie will be all jazzed about that to see the young Blue Jays take on the Astros. Tough one last night after we left, all hell broke loose, and your bullpen stayed solid as they continued to cough it up. Then they got back into it in the ninth, got within one. Did you see the call, right?
I did not.
Awful.
Was it?
Awful. And you know what? If it was still a 3 or 4 run game, and because I heard some of the broadcasters say, well, the umps really wanted to get out of there. But at the same time, when it's a 1 run game and you've mounted that kind of a comeback, the last thing you want to do is see an umpire. And lately, especially again this week, there have been so many calls where the umpires are blatantly just so far off base in every single strike that they're bringing people up on and making calls on. It's like they don't realize they're sealing their own fate towards getting more more towards that digital
automatic
strike zone where they don't have to deal with this anymore.
Robo strike zone or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm still on board with that. I've been on board with that for years now. And I can't wait because it's going to eliminate all this extra stuff. You're not going to have guys like Justin Verlander getting tossed because there is no arguing. This is what it is. You're not going to have guys getting tossed. You're not going to have games decided because, like you said, the umpires are in a hurry. There's way more logic to doing it than not doing it. And every time this happens, like what happened with Josh Reddick, it just adds to it.
And that's the thing. You know what? You can do in the major leagues. You don't need the gimmicky things that they're trying in the Atlantic League where you can steal first base if the ball gets by the
all
that kind of crap. But you know what you do need? You need consistency. And the easiest way to get consistency, if you're not going to get it from the participation of the umpiring crew, is, you know what? You eliminate the biggest issue with it, and you just go to that strike zone. It's going to take a little longer. People aren't going to like it because of the fact that they've already complained about how long games go. But when you're looking at the strike zone and realizing, hey, there's proof right there, and it takes one extra little message from someone into the ear of the umpire to say strike or ball, But you know what? We've said it with NBA calls. We've said it with the NFL. And it's the same thing that's true for baseball. The end of the day, the main result is you want to get the call
that's
right.
It. All I want is I want accuracy. I don't want subjectiveness. I don't want a guy that wants to get home and because he's missing Law and Order or whatever. I want it done right. Whether that benefits my team or not, I just want it accurate. That's
absolutely
it.
Right. So we'll see what happens. Wade Miley on the hill tonight for your Astros against the Blue Jays. Again, this is where the schedule gets a little lighter. They get the Blue Jays for three. Then two in Milwaukee, where Milwaukee is scuffling but still trying to hang in there for a wild card.
Trash.
They're 5.5 out
team.
And losing currently to the Cubs 5-0.
Yeah.
So I don't think the division title's in their reach. Their only chance is going to be a wild card, and even that's slipping away. But that might be the right time for the Astros to catch them for two.
What do you think Milwaukee's percent chances are of making the playoffs right now? And I just covered the screen so you couldn't see it.
11.
You saw it.
I did not see it. How can I see it? I use my glasses to read on my screen. I'm going to see your screen?
Cheating ass Joel over here.
God, just
you probably looked at it. You probably looked at it today during show prep. Oh, I do show prep. I get ready.
I don't show up 1 minute before broadcast. So there's a difference. Where? I don't know. Let's try and figure that out.
Cubs have an 84% chance.
But they've turned around. Now, do you think if you're the Cubs, do you want Joe Maddon to be your manager going forward?
Why wouldn't
you? Because a year ago they wanted him fired.
Yeah.
Then they said this was going to be a lame duck year.
Yeah.
The fact that he's got this team that's going to probably win the division, and they have enough talent. What do you say, St. Louis?
It's going to be close.
I got the Cubs. You got St. Louis. How much you got?
Okay. Are we betting?
We could.
I mean.
Just like I got the NFC North.
Let me see what the schedule looks like.
I got
like.
The NFC North, and you got the AFC South.
Let
Remember
me see
when you
both
said that?
Schedules. What?
Remember when you said that?
No.
You said Texans with a better record than Packers, and you said you got the AFC South, and I got the NFC North.
Did I say that?
You sure did.
I don't feel like I said that.
I'm going to be Barry on this one. Oh, Barry, wait till I go back on get that on the podcast.
I feel like you're just making stuff up over here.
Nick.
I would have never said that.
Quickly, Nick.
Shut up, Nick. Nope. Shut your mouth.
No comment.
I'll take. Oh, Nick, you're so soft. That's weak sauce right there. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It's hour two, 3 hour show. Plenty more to get to and plenty more to go. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Text that number. You can also call or else hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97. Up and get down. Jump, 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 jump.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
I am a Palestinian-American Muslim, came here as a refugee. Yay! Tough time to be Muhammad right now. I traveled the world without a passport. It took me 20 years to get my citizenship. I would get interrogated everywhere. Japan, by far, my favorite interrogation. It was just an hour of them trying to figure out what I did for a living. The entire hour consisted of, so what is your occupation? It's like, oh, I'm a comedian. Comedian? Yeah, I do stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedy! Yeah, man, I do comedy. Comedy? Yeah, I'm a stand-up comedian. Stand-up comedian. Am I being roasted right now? What's happening? Finally, his friend walks in. His friend walks in. He's like, how is Sunday? How did that comedian? He goes, oh, yeah, comedian. He's like a Bill Cosby. And that's what got me off was Bill Cosby. I mean, not literally, but figuratively. That's what did I say?
That's our guy, Mo Hammerboy. It was great to have him in the studio yesterday. We reminded you he's going to be in concert starting tonight all weekend long at the Improv. So you can try and catch a few of the last remaining tickets to a lot of his shows. But it's absolutely fantastic that Barry was able to, and Nick did a great job getting him into the studio. My first time meeting him, but boy, I'll tell you what, he is a good dude. And that makes it even more entertaining to watch him when he performs.
So
you got stuff to work on.
Yeah, wow. I really thought we were having a moment, and then...
Well, we just did.
All right. That's fine.
No, he's a great dude.
Nah, he is. He's great. I was excited that we got to have him on the show. Because now that I've been doing more at the Improv, doing the workshops and dealing
welcome.
With them some other stuff. All right, let's... But, you know, like when I recorded some of Ali's stuff, and so... D dealing with them more, there's been more opportunities to get in comics. And we had some opportunities to get some other ones, but I was like, no, I'm really saving this because I want Mo on the show. I really wanted Mo to come in because you know me, I like to plug the Houston guys more than, like, we could have got Guy Tori and some other ones, but I was like, nah, I want Mo. I really
I'll say
want
this
Mo.
Too. Tyler's normally jovial and outgoing in the office, but Tyler was literally kind of geeked after the show to catch up with him because he had known him from back a ways.
Yeah.
So that was very cool
he said
to see, too.
Mo did Fred, what was it, Tyler? What'd you say, Freddie D's show?
Yeah, it was Fred Davis and Henry Thomas.
3 years ago, before I, before, because it was 2015, 2016.
That was the night show that they used to have?
Yeah. 2016, I guess?
Probably 2016, yeah.
I will say he's aged.
Who, Mo?
A lot, yeah.
Really?
That's how years work.
Well,
we all
I'm
age.
More, he looks like he's aged more than 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
he looked super
well, but
young
he
back
said,
then.
You know what? I think he kind of downplayed
also beat
it
on the road.
But I
That's
think he
I'm
legitimately
saying.
Was sick, and he had said that he had been taking an IV. And
oh
that,
yeah.
But you know, we appreciated the fact that he still came in. But I think he was getting over something.
Yeah, I wanted him to stay longer, but I didn't want to. You know,
right.
I knew he probably wasn't feeling all that great. If you have to get an IV to do a segment or two on the radio, it's tough. And as much as he travels, because it's not just like, it's not like my traveling. Like, okay, I drive to El Paso or something like that. That's one thing. But he's literally flying around the world and on a daily basis. That'll take a toll on you. I don't care who you are.
Oh, yeah, just the time zones, the altitudes, all that different kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's definitely a part of it. And I learned a new term, too, because Tony, my boy that's the equipment manager for the Rockets that's also from A-Leaf, I was telling him about Mo and trying to hook those two guys up. And he's like, and I was like, man, he's a big Rockets guy, and he's also a big A-Leaf guy, and he put SWAT.
Yep.
And I was like, I think I can guess.
Yeah.
But should I guess before you tell me what? He goes, go ahead. I said, Southwest A-Leaf, Texas. And he goes, boom. I go,
yeah.
Nice.
SWAT for life.
Yeah. Also not the first time that they would have had SWAT teams in that neighborhood.
AR Platinum. Yeah. Well, that's accurate, fair, and balanced.
Yes.
AR Platinum, hashtag SWAT for life.
There you go.
I think it was a text line. Somebody texted, speaking of that, said, the shirt is legit. I was pretty nervous meeting y'all. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me for a bit. Suspect for life now. Well.
Love it.
Glad you came by. Thanks for being here. Nice to meet you.
Get on Twitter. Make sure you send us a lot.
For sure.
Yep. As much as possible. I think that's the kind of the coolest thing about all of this is that when you see the people that came out to get that, they knew when to come. They knew only when we were here. That's the kind of things that make us feel good because we do what we do for you, and the fact that you guys are coming out, it's great. Clarence is here now. Big C's in the building. Unfortunately, the big T probably isn't because I'm not sure we have the T-shirts.
Yeah, Clarence, you missed the three X's, buddy. Sorry, man. Next time. I'll set one aside for you for next time, I promise.
Who's bigger, him or
boy.
Mark Schell,
let
by
anybody.
The way?
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's
T-shirt
a good
size.
Question. Who's bigger, you or Mark Schell?
I think Mark Schell is
question,
slightly.
Clarence, before you get mad.
Slightly
I don't
bigger.
Know. Ah, man, that's a.
Currently, there's someone I won't mention that has
that's
tipped
a good
us
question.
Off to the fact that they think it's Clarence.
What?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Who?
Sources to be remain nameless.
You mean Crystal behind him
pointing at him? That would be who
pointing,
I'm
saying
about.
Clarence
yeah.
is
yep.
bigger.
Yep.
Nice job, Crystal. Way to sell out your friend like that. I love
Cleveland's
it.
In the house.
I love it.
Lenny J walked in just in time to say hi and get his Suspects T-shirt. We appreciate that, even if we don't appreciate his sports takes. We got all the peeps in the house today. So that's
nice.
A good thing. Lenny knows I'm kidding. Lenny and I had a good talk at the listener appreciation part.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, did you hear about all the new laws that are out?
Which one?
There's a bunch of new laws. One of them is you can now carry brass knuckles. I'm excited about this.
There's another one out, too, that's going to probably hurt
knuckles.
Our boy Nick.
What is it?
You no longer.
They banned horns?
You no longer can send unsolicited naked pictures.
Oh!
So
on Instagram
that's
or Twitter?
Be something that, I
text.
Think,
Thank
I
God.
Think they
now
said,
my. I'm so, like, I can use my phone again. Thank God.
We'll get to it, Nick, because I believe it's Tinder's where the investigation started, which is why I was surprised you were here today, but also the fact that it's going to be an ongoing thing. So it could go, you know, over a lot of different social media.
Well, Tinder is pretty
vacation.
Much.
He's going to go on the lamb.
Tinder's just a platform for prostitutes anyway. Let's be real.
Is it?
I feel
How did
like.
You know that?
I told you. I tried three different dating platforms: Tinder, Bumble, and the other one, Hinge.
Grindr.
No, you keep accusing me of Grindr. I've never I don't even know what the icon looks like. I hate you for
even
mentioning it.
I've totally taken that off my phone. I've totally removed it from my phone. Right, Nick.
What'd you say? Tinder, Bumble, and Pinch?
Nope. What do you mean Pinch? Hold on. There was three of them. Hinge, Tinder, and Bumble. Those are the only three I deleted, and that's it. Those are the only three I downloaded. The only three that I deleted.
Hinge doesn't sound good, because when you say Hinge, like, I think of a female that's come unhinged, that she's a crazy person. So you're just out there meeting crazy ladies on the internet. That
Hinge is nothing like Grindr, I can assure you.
No?
Ask around. I'm pretty sure someone that, at Nick's place
since
is on.
Used both, since you've used both, I'll take your word for it.
So, yeah, if you want, we can get into it before we hit to the break. It actually came off.
We got to get.
Are we yeah, we got due for one, Nick?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to it after the break because, yeah, it started with Bumble, Nicholas, but I think it's going to be crossing over platforms in the state of Texas. We'll talk about that. If you're in the state of Texas, if you're in the city of Houston, and you're looking for a great place to have a fantasy football draft and or you're looking for a great place to have all those beautiful Twin Peaks girls waiting on you while you're trying to watch sports and interact with your buddies when you get out of the house, check out one of the five locations of Twin Peaks. They're all over across the city of Houston, Texas. You know we've been doing our fantasy drafts there. You know that we get out there as much as possible. You should, too, because quite frankly, what they say is what they do. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views. We'll start with the made-from-scratch food, whether it be appetizers or main courses. The fact that the beer on draft is always 29 degrees, it's ice cold, and it's ready to be consumed, and they have a temperature gauge right above the bar, so you never miss out on how beautifully cooled and chilled that beer can be. And, of course, it is the scenic views. Whether it be the Twin Peaks girls or all those screens carrying all those games, you can't miss out when you go to Twin Peaks. So make sure you get one of those five locations on your schedule and check them out, because it is Twin Peaks, which means it's eats, drinks, scenic views.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Still doing sign language over there?
No, it was a bug.
Back as we roll through hour number two. 3 hours.
Y'all freaked me out. I really thought you guys didn't know we were back.
No, I'm just watching Barry do, like, waving in the air. And
like, I just don't care.
Chops and waves, and I don't know what he's doing over here. So before the break, we were talking about this. Texas is cracking down on cyber flashing. So they started with the dating app Bumble, and it has worked with the Texas government to enact a new law banning so-called cyber flashing. Hopes more states will do the same. No more intimate photos without requests.
Oh, no more D-pics at all?
Well, if requested, they can still be a part of the mating process.
But you
if they're not requested, no unwanted and unwarranted pics of the... Oh, well,
man.
You know.
Yeah. This is good news.
How so?
I mean, this is... I've always said I don't understand the concept of sending them and why. So this is good news for ladies. Now you can file charges against somebody that sends you an unwanted nudie. Yeah. I like that. Good. That's good.
Look out, Brett Favre. Don't you come to Texas.
Well, there's, yeah, him and others.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Not getting into that.
Nope,
hole.
Not mentioning that at all. Here's some other Texas laws for 2019. They raised the smoking age from 18 to 21. That'll go into effect on September 1st.
That's interesting.
Why?
Because, I mean, I know that even, like, in high school, there were so many kids that were skipping classes or running out behind the gas station across the street from the high school to get a smoke in and things like that. It'd be interesting how tightly they try to enforce that.
Well, I mean, it was – unless you have a fake ID or whatever, but I know it, they did pretty well in enforcing it for 18-year-olds.
And that, so that's – obviously it's going to be a vape thing, too.
What about all the people already addicted to smoking, 18, 19-year-olds?
Great point.
Tough.
That sucks for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
You know, there's plenty of people addicted to crack, and that's illegal. So, oh, well. Let's see. There's free speech on campus. I thought that was already a thing. Is there not free speech on campus?
That's new to me.
It says Senate Bill 18, filed in response to concerns that conservative voices were being stifled on campus, requires schools to allow people to engage in expressive activities and outdoor common spaces. I always thought that was a thing. That's why I was like, why is this a new thing?
Yeah, because it's normally a lot of these discussions start and start getting bigger when they're at on college campuses. Absolutely. I didn't know that that had to be a new law.
Lemonade stands are now legal. Did you know that it was illegal to have a lemonade stand?
No.
Yeah. So now kids under the age of 18 can sell non-alcoholic drinks on private property without a permit. That HOAs and other neighborhoods and stuff like that can't tell them no.
How many of the children that have been doing this for years sought a permit before
I'm turning them all
the
in.
Driveway?
I was turning them all in. Every time I saw it, I'm like, look, you got a permit, pal? I don't think so. Get out of here, Blake. No one wants
Ridiculous.
To see your stupid lemonade. This is a good one, Nick. You'll like this. The right to pump breast milk in public.
Shut your ass up, man. I was like, man, I thought he was going to bring up like an MMA topic or something.
No, now you can be a pervert and watch women pump their breast milk in public. Oh, you thought I meant because you have no
boobs?
Yeah,
no. It wasn't the boob topic that got him.
Starting Sunday, Texas law will make it clear that women can pump breast milk wherever they want. Previous law allowed breastfeeding anywhere, but didn't specify pumping. So that's interesting. You can now carry your handgun during a disaster. I didn't know you couldn't.
I thought good people thing. Do that anyway.
Good thing. Yeah.
Again, go to Home Depot.
Even if they're unlicensed. That's the trick. So House Bill 1177 will allow people to carry their handguns, even if they're unlicensed, in the week after the governor declares a natural disaster. So that's good. You can protect your property because there is the castle law. You can protect yourself if you're going to make a gas run or a supply run and things are getting bad and the zombie apocalypse is happening. Now you can carry your pistola. No more stealing packages. They call them porch pirates.
Yes, they do.
This is a big one.
Yep.
It's now a felony, up to 10 years in prison if you take a something that's on somebody's porch. I was gonna
well,
say
it was getting out of hand
because
people were
but
stealing
I know where
dogs.
You were going to go with that. What?
Yeah, people were like FedEx and like UPS delivery drivers were like pulling up to the porch and just stealing people's dogs and stuff right in front
that's
of their house.
That's not just Damn. FedEx guys either, because it's been on the news lately too, where people, especially if they know if it's a purebred dog or a puppy, they're jumping over fences, they're jumping back with the dog, and they're like actually like running through like traffic and everything else, trying so they can sell the dog because they know it's worth a lot of money.
That's crazy. And then there was one I saw on the news that said you can now carry your handgun if you have a permit at churches and apartments. I was like, what? I thought you could carry it anywhere as long as there wasn't that sign. There's a specific sign.
Bro, you carry your gun everywhere. You carry it at a daycare where little kids are parked. You just carry your gun everywhere, yeah. Bro.
I don't trust these kids, man. You never know.
It was in the studio a lot when we weren't getting
it's
along.
It's 2019. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it in a lot of places.
It's 2019, man. These kids are crazy. You got to be packing heat down there at Wee Ones. You never know.
Wow.
I do. I know the rules, though. Like, you can't carry your gun into an establishment that makes more than half of their revenue selling alcohol. So there are some places that I don't take it because I know the rules. I always look for the sign and make sure that it says that I can take my gun in to a specific place.
Okay.
So that, but I didn't realize that you couldn't do it at a church or an apartment complex.
Well, and that's the other thing that's crazy is the fact that most of the shootings you see on the news these days are at apartment complexes.
Yeah, and churches.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And by the way, Nick, you probably want to take some notes on this. When we get down to it, they said that the laws in Texas are now hoping that it will carry over to other states so that we can get into preventing a lot of this kind of stuff from happening. Washington, Pennsylvania, New Jersey have laws against cyber stalking, which is defined by intent to harass. South Carolina says it's illegal to anonymously send any lewd content without the consent of the person receiving it. But if you already said hi to the person, is it anonymous? And you started a dialogue online?
I don't know.
They're trying to do what they need to do so that they can get a better handle on this.
Right.
Bumble is in, and that's who Texas is working with as a state. But the Match Group, which owns multiple dating app companies, helped pursue legislation passed in California and Vermont. And the California legislation requires all online dating platforms to post safety tips. Vermont requires the platforms to notify users when they engage with another user who was removed for fraud.
Wow.
It's getting kind of serious out there.
Yeah, it's getting very serious.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's the end of the story. No more unsolicited naked pics, Clarence.
Uber Mike, by the way, I saw Uber Mike when I got here. He was out front hanging out. He got to get a shirt before he got on the road. He said he's ready to go make some more customers angry. But he said, I talked to a sheriff. I don't know if this is true or not. I really hope this is true. But he said, I talked to a sheriff. He said the reason cigarette age is going up to 21 is because in the next couple years, weed will be legal in Texas. I know that they've been slowly moving towards that. I know that the city of Houston said, you know, if you have a, what is it, an ounce?
No, less than an ounce. I think it's you have to go to like a class and you get a ticket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a misdemeanor now. Yep. It's a misdemeanor. So you're not.
You don't go to jail. That's the main thing. You don't go to jail. You don't lose your freedom.
For smoking a doob. Yeah. Clarence, that's never going to fit you, bud. Huh?
Clarence, Nick's still at the station. Go to Cole's, the front desk. I would rather have you wear something that fits more like it, with comfort instead of spandex.
You just hashtag goals, right? Just the hashtag goals. Write that on the shirt, man. I got you. Clarence says that's not going to fit, and he gets a calzone. It ain't. you got the what? Oh, you got the build your own cheesesteak. And a large shirt. Okay. What are we giving away? What is that? Oh, Cheers. Yeah, Crystal definitely needs Cheers.
Yeah, you know how if some people take vitamins daily?
Yeah, that's true.
That's her protein shake right there. That gets the day started the right way.
Well, I do hope Uber Mike is right about the weed thing. That's definitely necessary. Although, this is weird. So, I saw that on the news, I think it was this morning, or maybe last night, but they were said that the federal government has come out and said that marijuana is harmful. And at first I was like, oh, they're just trying to get out. But let's be real. They've also come out and said alcohol can be harmful. Cigarettes can be harmful. So them coming out and saying marijuana, that the THC levels can stunt the growth of teenagers, their mental growth.
Right.
But yeah, I'm an adult. I don't care about them kids. Like, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be allowed
milk.
Exactly.
Coleman milk will actually have the reverse effect. And alcohol then you balance everything out and you go.
If you drink as a teenager, alcohol has the same effect. So at first I was like, wow, I see something's in the works with the government and weed. But the more I thought about it, it's kind of rational to come out and at least have a stance on it. But maybe they're posturing so that it doesn't become federally legal. I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. So, all right, we're going to continue to roll on. Still got plenty more of the show to get to. And if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. You can also hit us on Twitter. And, by the way, we are at Nick's Place. So if you want to come on over and see us, a lot of the suspects are lining up, all sitting around throughout the restaurant.
What are you doing?
It's rubbing off on me. Oh. I'm emulating.
You're waving to the people?
That and trying to get the bugs out of the way so that we can get down to business. So we got more of the show coming up. Don't go anywhere. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 road show. Live from Nick's Place, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, they call him the big boss man for a reason, but I don't know. Clarence has just bellied up to lunch. And let's just say he's not getting cheated. You got to put your glasses on.
I
got to
put my
that?
Glasses on to see all this. I got to get the full coverage of it. Wow. That looks good, too.
What is that, Clarence?
That's the Build Your Own Cheesesteak.
Only at Nick's. And you know that the roll is actually imported from Philadelphia.
I don't know about that.
It's true. Listen to Nick's commercials.
Is it really?
Absolutely.
Is it really?
That's right.
Yo.
I know what I'm talking about.
That's why you come to Nick's Place. You're not getting those scrubby-ass Houston roll. All right.
We're not going to get into all that. Yeah, let's get into what really matters.
Bring us back.
The fact that there's a young lady that will remain nameless for the time being, but we know her very well. Her favorite team happens to be residing in Canada, and they will be hosting the Houston Astros this evening as Pink Valkyrie's in the house. And her BJs, as she likes to call them, the Blue Jays, will be hosting the Houston Astros after a tough defeat yesterday. Astros fall by one, so they still have a great homestand. 8-2 on the homestand. If they had won, 9-1 would have been the best homestand that they had had in, I believe, something like 15 years, 20 years.
Really?
Yeah. So in a series of two series or more, in a homestand of two series or more. So they head back on the road.
Very oddly specific.
Yeah, I saw that because I knew that they were shooting for a 9-1 homestand, and that was a big deal yesterday, and then it just fell short. But we know the last time they were on the road, they were 4-6. They were scuffling a little bit. They were trying to figure some things out. So now you hopefully, as we were talking about earlier a little bit, get to a better portion of the schedule. The only remaining games against teams with winning records are two against Milwaukee on Monday and Tuesday, and then they'll have a series later on against the Oakland Athletics, who are obviously knee-deep in the middle of the wild card hunt. But other than that, the schedule lightens up considerably. The Yankees have a tough run of it. The Dodgers have been scuffling a little bit. They suffered. They were struggling a little bit with Arizona. So a lot can be on the table as we watch these games unfold in the final portion of the season because, as I said all along, you're not really watching that division title anymore. That should be in your back pocket. But on a nightly basis, home field advantage means something based on the splits I just gave you and the way that this is the best – this is the best home team in baseball this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Along with the Astros?
The
Astros and the Dodgers.
Yeah, well, yeah, Astros for sure in the American League have the best home
in
record.
In the American League, they have it.
I think that they're kind of neck and neck. At 51-17 at home for the Astros, 52-18 at home for the Dodgers.
Yep.
The problem with the Astros is their road record has not really been that good. 36-31, almost 500 on the road, which normally you say, hey, if you can go 500 on the road and win a lot more than you lose at home, you're going to be fine. And they are. What you were talking about earlier, we were talking about playoff races, and you had mentioned some of the A's still being in it. Really, that's the only playoff race left is who's going to get that second wild card spot in the AL. Is it Tampa Bay or is it Oakland? Oakland has a 59% chance. Tampa Bay has a 49.2% chance. Cleveland's in. They have an 84% chance. I don't think they're blowing that. Obviously, the division winners are already decided, Yankees, Twins, and Astros. American League is done. I mean, National League, done.
Done. Yeah, I'm afraid my Brewers are out.
Braves are in. Cardinals are in. Dodgers are in. Cubs are in. Nationals are in. The best percentage, this might surprise you, the best percentage in the National League outside of the teams I just named you, which is the Braves, Nats, Cards, Cubs, and Dodgers, is the Mets at
above
13,
the Brewers.
The Mets at 13.8% chance, Brewers at 11.
Wow.
And it's weird because the Mets are in fourth in their division. So the Mets are behind the Phillies, but have a better chance at making the playoffs than the Phillies do. Phillies have a 7.4% chance. That doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't,
but
it's going
to
be interesting.
It has a lot to do with strength of schedule.
And another one that you and I will have to duke it out on because of the fact that when you asked me a week or so ago who's going to win the wild cards in the American League, you said Rays Indians.
Yeah.
And I said A's Indians.
Yeah.
So it's
going to
come down to that. I just think that injuries have gotten the best of the Rays. I thought they were going to put up more of a fight in this series against the Astros. And literally, the Astros let the last one slip away, but they could have easily swept that series.
Yeah.
They just don't look – they're gimmicky again. They're going back to openers, and, you know, they're batting their big-ass first baseman in a leadoff spot, and they're screwing around with a bunch of different things at the wrong time of the year. It's been a good run for them, but I really do think it's going to come down to the A's and the Indians, so we'll see how that all plays out. But, again, it's good to know, too, if you're the Astros, you're playing good baseball again, and you're putting it all together. And on top of doing all that, you still are waiting on Carlos Correa to come back.
Yeah, that's the good thing is you've been without Correa. You're going to get him back. You're going to be at full strength. You're hoping that, you know, Brad Peacock is going to figure out what he's got
situation.
Going on. Yep. Because the other day they lost that. Cy Snead is the guy that really lost that game for him. Not a guy you plan on being here long term, you know, or even being part of the playoff mix. So that's a little less concerning for me when guys like that are coming up. September call ups are going to happen. You're going to get some of that bullpen, some rest, which is going to be much needed. So I'm with you though. I want to get Correa back sooner rather than later. That needs to happen. So.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. But again, you know, you kind of mentioned that about Peacock. We kid about it, but we know that the bullpen is still an area of concern.
Yep.
You don't know what they're going to do. It's going to be interesting to see. We don't know if Peacock's coming back. We don't know what's going to happen with Sanchez either, because Sanchez went on that kind of 10-day IL stint because maybe he just needed to figure some stuff out, spend some more time with Brent Strom, see what they could do with him. But that's another wild card for you.
And I mean, for you, maybe, but I don't really expect much.
I didn't expect to see him on the playoff roster. But here's the other thing.
But I don't
look at a guy like Josh
anyways.
James. I want to know what's up with Josh James. Can I get at least some kind of a status report? Because here was a guy that played an integral role most of the season in your bullpen that at one point was considered to be a starter. We knew he had 100-mile-an-hour stuff. But he had 100-mile-an-hour stuff this year. We knew that he was hot and cold. But when he was hot, he was very, very tough to beat. And now, you know, he had that one game where all of a sudden the velocity went way down, and they said they were working on him coming back. He was going to make some rehab appearances, and now you don't hear anything.
It says, this is according to the Chronicle, which I have a bone to pick with them, by the way.
Several.
We're going to do this next at the 3 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Chronicle did my guy Ali Sadiq dirty,
we were going to get that yesterday, and we didn't
and
have
we
time.
Did. But right leader Josh James will pitch multiple innings Thursday night for Class AAA Round Rock, which could be the final step he needs to rejoining the Major League Club.
Good.
A.J. Hinch said we'll evaluate evaluate him tomorrow and see if he's going to join us this weekend or whether he's going to get another outing. We're hopeful this is going to be his last outing at AAA. So there you go.
So that's good to know, because at least, you know, the other thing that we talk about, because I heard on some of the other shows, they were talking about, what if you put Wade Miley in the bullpen?
No.
Well, Wade Miley's not a good fit for the bullpen.
Don't like
and you know what? First of all, he pitched well in the playoffs last year, and he's been good for you all year long. So, you know what? Don't just suddenly just say, well, there's a need. Let's just throw him there, because he's in a spot where he belongs. The other thing is, when you're looking to the bullpen, you normally want a guy that has velo. You want a guy that can bring it with some heat, too, when you need to get a strikeout or you're in a high-leverage situation. And one thing we know about Josh James, like I said, when he's been on and he brings that 100-mile-an-hour fastball, that gives him a big advantage as long as he has any kind of control. So we'll see how it plays out. But I'm encouraged to know that Josh James is on the mend and he could be back soon. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, and plus I'd be interested to see what are Miley's splits inning 1, 2, 3 versus 4, 5, and 6. Is he a guy that takes a little bit to get going versus a guy that, you know, he's as good in the first inning as he is in the sixth inning, because that matters. Because a guy like Brad Peacock, you can put in there, and you know his inning one and his inning six are going to be pretty consistent. Colin McHugh the same way. That's why it works, by bouncing them back and forth from the bullpen.
Right.
So I don't know what his splits are, but I would be interested to see what he does in the early innings versus late. For example, you'd never move Dallas Keuchel to the bullpen.
No way.
Because we know that his first inning is garbage.
But if there was ever a guy that was made to have an opener, it was Dallas Keuchel. Get him through the first inning, and you might have something, because normally the damage done against him was in the first inning when he was there. But you're right, you'd never move him to the pen. So interesting to see how things play out. We're getting down to nitty-gritty time to wrap up the regular season before we get to the playoffs. You look like you found a number or two that makes sense.
Yeah, his highest ERA is, excluding the ninth inning,
Miley,
which is awful. Yeah, Miley's highest ERA is the sixth inning and the first inning.
So he's more like Keuchel than you think.
Well, he's got a 4.40 ERA in the first inning and a 3.38 in the second. And then it goes to 4.01, 4.23, 4.10, and then balloons to 4.92 in the sixth. So he sounds
he
like a guy
tired.
That
Notice
he's,
how many times he's
yep.
made. He's, and that's your Astros with analytics, knowing what they're involved in, too, and not pushing them too far to get into those situations.
Yep.
So there you have that. Astros and Blue Jays opening up a weekend series. Should be an easy money kind of series for your Astros.
Blue Jays are garbage.
They take care of business. They put those little kids to bed early like they belong. Those little mini Jays or whatever
Sorry,
you call
Pink
them.
Valkyrie.
Those little chickies, baby Jays, whatever. Okay. All right, so we've got 2 hours in the books. Still got an hour to go. 60 minutes on the clock. We come back on the show, and we appreciate y'all being here. Lots of suspects getting a little happy hour in, feeling good. We appreciate you stopping by. You can stop by, too. Nick's Place right here on Rocky Ridge. Come on by and say hi as you get ready to start your weekend right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.